Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Live Inspired with me, Lori Jordan. It's been such a long time since I made a podcast. It's been crazy. I've been traveling a lot, and then I came home, and I've just been trying to establish everything. So I am so glad to be back, and I am so glad to have you here listening. So with all of the craziness that's going on right now, we're dealing with COVID-19, this coronavirus that's taking over the world, and it seems like everyone is talking about it, but it also seems like everyone is at home in their homes because they can't go out to work for the fear of getting contracted with the virus. So I thought it would be a great idea to make a podcast about how to be more productive during a quarantine, because it seems like every day there's less and less to do in a way. We don't really spend a lot of time being at home. Most of our time is spent at work, and when we're home, it seems like we have so much to do. We have to clean this, we have to do laundry, we have to make dinner. So now that we're home all day, some people might still be working, some people are working from home, but it's almost like an overwhelming feeling, and it's like there's really nothing to do, when in reality there could be a lot to do. So I'm just going to go over 10 things that you can do while being at home during a quarantine, whether you have to work or not. For the people that are out in the world working right now, we are so thankful for you and all of the service that you're doing. You're putting yourselves at risk. I know that right now most people would rather be working than being at home, but it's honestly a blessing to be able to stay home and stay safe. So I'm very thankful for everybody. And I also just wanted to say how sorry I am for everybody that has lost a family member, and that I really pray for you guys, and I hope that you guys are doing okay, and I'm just so sorry for your loss, and just know that you are not alone, and God is taking care of everybody. So yeah, I just wanted to say that. Okay, so while everything is at a standstill right now for most people, we're either at home, not working, so what do we do? The effects of being at home can be very negative. A lot of the times, most people tend to feel lazy and sleepy. I know that happened to me because I can't even go to Walmart for more than an hour. So I have to basically be at home all day with my baby and my husband. And I was taking like really long naps throughout my days, even though I'm not really doing anything. For some reason, I just get super tired. We're being more sedentary. A lot of people are working from home. Even if you had like a very active job, now you have to either not work at all or work from home. Or people that don't work, we are used to maybe going out more, so now we're stuck at home literally sitting on our couch watching Netflix or not doing really anything. So our calorie burn is a lot less, and that could be dangerous. We're being more anxious, and some people can fall into depression. So right now, most of the world is pretty anxious. Most of the world is taking a lot of precautions, and we're kind of nervous. So that can actually take a really big toll on our mental health. And people can fall into depression very easily when we're stuck at home. I totally can relate to the feeling of being overwhelmed or upset because I'm just at home and I feel like I'm useless. I'm not really doing anything for myself or for my community or for my family. I'm just here. And that feeling can get really bad sometimes. So I wanted to address that. Many people, when we're at home, start eating horribly. And that can that connects to the being sedentary, because when we're on the couch, we're watching Netflix. Oh, you want to go get a snack. So you grab the chips, or you grab candy, or you grab whatever is easy and accessible, and you bring it to the couch, and we're sitting down doing nothing while eating, which is horrible, especially if you're eating bad food or like junk food. Then things can also take a turn to where you become argumentative and you want to You may not want to, but you feel overwhelmed with the people that you live with, or you guys aren't used to being together. Like, let's say couples, usually one couple has their career, the other couple has their career, or one person has their career and the other has theirs. And when you're at home all day, it's like all of a sudden you have each other and that is all. And that can become crazy because, for one, you're not used to sharing your space 24/7 with somebody. And two, again, you don't have that sense of like independence anymore. Now you're there with somebody all day. You don't have any space and you're not like on your own doing your own thing. So that can become very, very overwhelming. And it can be with the people that you love most. It could be with your parents. It could be with your children. It could be with your spouse, or if you have roommates, it can become kind of toxic, a toxic environment. And right now is the worst time to have a toxic home environment because we are home all day. So I just wanted to address all those things. Those are things that maybe some people are struggling with. You might be able to relate to one of them, or you can relate to most of them. So I'm just gonna give you guys possibly 10 solutions to be able to overcome these things. So my first solution is right when you start your day. So get up early. Quit sleeping in until 11 o'clock in the morning. This only gives into the feeling of wasting your day and not being productive. So when you're home, yes, on the weekend, good for you, you don't have to work, but guess what, you're home all day. And again, for people that are able to work still from home, maybe this isn't the case for you, but maybe you're still in your PJs when you wake up. Get into normal clothes. Get into a pair of jeans, or at least like some basketball shorts or something that isn't your PJs. That way you can have a feel or a sense of like you accomplished something at the beginning of the day. So you want to get up early, you want to make your bed, you want to like have your early morning breakfast or do whatever you can, but just start your day early. Even if you don't really see that you have anything to do, just get up early. Try to get up by before 9 at least. Don't be sleeping in until 10 or 11, because by that time it's almost like your day is completely gone. Even though right now it seems like there's no point to waking up, there's always something to do. So let's try to be as productive as you can during this time where you can really, really dedicate your time to yourself. So why not get up early and do something for yourself instead of doing something that you're obligated to do every single day, which is go to work? You can actually dedicate your time to other things. So let's start your day by getting up early. Number two, we can start learning how to cook. We can finally take our time and cook. So you can start your day with a healthy breakfast. You can Pinterest, you can Google, you can do all that kind of stuff, because that's how I learned how to cook. And I learned how to cook healthy. I may not be the best cook in the world, but I can actually defend myself and I can say, okay, I'm hungry, what should I cook? And I can actually go make a meal in 30 minutes to an hour. So if you can, try to start learning how to cook. Right now, it's a great time to do that because it's gonna benefit your health. You can see how fast it takes for our health to take a turn for the worst. It took a few months for a huge population of people to get incredibly sick and unfortunately die. And I'm not saying it's all because of how they ate, but if we focused more on our health, we can have more defenses, we can have more a stronger immune system, more ways to fight off infection and disease. But people are lazy. People don't want to learn that kind of stuff. People think that if you just eat anything that it's okay, but it's not. And yes, healthy people have died. Healthy people die every day. But why not increase your chances? Why not try to live a healthier life? What is so wrong with that? You know, if you can, why not do it? So let's start learning how to cook. Let's start learning how to feed our body the things that it requires to actually be strong and be able to give us a better chance, okay? So start learning how to cook. People are actually compromised if they have diabetes or heart disease. And those two things, diabetes type 2 is 100% preventable, 100%. Heart disease is incredibly preventable. these things are the number one killers in the US for some reason. And that reason is we don't eat healthy. So if you really cared about your health, if you really, really want to live a good life, if you want to stop feeling joint pain, if you want to increase your chances of not contracting the coronavirus or surviving the coronavirus, I really recommend you starting there. That's the first place that you should start. Pay attention to what you're consuming. Eat your vegetables. Force yourself to eat vegetables. Just because you don't like vegetables doesn't mean you shouldn't eat them. That's what's actually going to give you the vitamins and nutrients that you need to live a healthier life. So eat your vegetables. Let's be grown-ups. We're not eating kids stuff anymore. We're not kids anymore. We need to eat like we know what we're doing. We need to educate ourselves and actually eat fruits, eat vegetables, eat lean meat. Stop going for like the greasy foods and the candies and the chips. That's not gonna help you, especially in this time. Okay, so that's number two. And all of this coming from a nutritionist and personal trainer, so that's why I sound a little bit passionate about that. Okay, number three, again, personal trainer. So number three is working out. I put this as number three because I feel like nutrition is actually more important than working out, because nutrition is what's going to fuel your body. Without the fuel, you're not going to be able to work out properly. And I put number one as get up early because we want to start our day as best as we can. So working out is number three. Most people I know have a goal of what they want to look like, of how much weight they want to lose or how much weight they want to gain. They have an idea of where they're weak and where they want to get stronger. They also know that certain joints hurt and they have certain injuries. And most of the time, I can offer people my services, but I get the remark that, quote unquote, they don't have time or they don't have energy. Now, the energy part, I can understand. That also ties in with the nutrition, but they also have to go to work. But now, most people are at home, working from home. Yes, that's still mentally exhausting, but you're still working from home. So there was a door that just opened right there. Now, if you don't have time, right now, you have time. So you have the opportunity to try and start your journey to reach those goals. And it might not just be about the goals. It's just about increasing your health, getting stronger lungs, getting a stronger heart. What is the negative part to that? Right now, I don't see any of that being negative. Right now, that's all things that I want, because that's all things that are going to help me get healthier and get stronger and create a stronger immune system, have stronger muscles, such as my heart. The heart is a muscle. And all of those things are going to give me a fighting chance. They're going to give me a greater chance of not worrying and not stressing. That doesn't mean that I'm invincible, but it means that I'm actually working towards my health and towards my life. And right now we are seeing death everywhere. And I'm alive, so I'm gonna do whatever it takes for me to keep living and keep living a good life without pain, without health problems. So working out is number three. And yes, a lot of gyms have closed, but guess what? You still have your legs, you still have your arms, you still have a core and a head, and all of that can be used to create a home workout. There's plenty of trainers doing home workouts right now. I'm one of them. You can also YouTube or Google workouts at home, and you can find a ton of information, a ton of exercises that can help you work out from home, and it can help you get stronger. It can help you lose weight. It can help you get some muscle definition. It can help you strengthen your weak areas, improve injuries. It can help you do so many things. So I definitely recommend starting a workout routine now. And it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be an hour. It could be 30 minutes. Right now, I myself have been doing a live workout on Instagram for anybody to join. Literally anybody can open my Instagram at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and they can see that I'm working out in front of everybody. I'm giving modifications for people that need to make it a little bit easier, maybe on their joints or for their heart, because their cardiovascular endurance is not high. But I'm giving people the option to not have to pay absolutely anything and still be able to work out from home. And it's only 30 minutes. You get a warm up, you get a cool down, it's free. So many people are doing this right now, it's crazy. And it's just because we all know how important it is for you to stay active. A lot of trainers are doing this without getting paid because we want to help you. So let us help you and help yourself. Just join. Again, if you want to join mine, it's Aspen, A-S-P-E-N, Inspired, I-N-S-P-I-R-E-D, Fitness, F-I-T-N-E-S-S. And it's on Instagram at 6 p.m. every single day, Eastern Standard Time. I'm doing a live workout for you guys. It's every day, Monday through Friday. So now you don't really have an excuse as to why you can't do it. Okay, number four, do some spring cleaning. I have been going at it with the spring cleaning, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm stuck at home all day and I just see mess everywhere. And every day it's a new mess. It might also be because I have a one-year-old and he doesn't really help. And it takes me like three times the amount of time it would normally take me without a baby. But I also feel like I need to be cleaner at home, just so I can keep a clean environment. Every time we go out, we're always exposing ourselves to the virus. So when I come home, I just want to know that I'm safe. Even though I might not be safe, I want to know that I tried and I did what I could. I also don't like clutter. So especially with the risk of getting sick, this is a great time to organize your home. You can start by decluttering. You can start disinfecting some things like the door handles. You can start wiping down your TV stand that probably has like a ton of dust. And you can start organizing. Try to be more organized, because that's ultimately going to help you feel better at being at home. Because right now we're at home all day. We want to have a good environment to be in. We want to feel cozy and we want to feel like we're enjoying our time home, like it's a little vacation. We don't want to feel overwhelmed with being at home. And a lot of the times that we feel overwhelmed is when we feel clutter. So just make your environment somewhere that you love. If you want to start growing plants, do like a little plant wall and put some plants up, because that's going to give life to your apartment or your home. If you want to put pictures up that you never put up, that's definitely part of my goals. Print out those pictures, get those pictures put up, and make your home feel like your home, okay? Not like a jail cell. Okay, number five, create a vision board. I recently just created one vision board out of the three that I want to do. So vision boards practically are putting all of your goals, all of your plans, all of your aspirations in life onto a piece of paper. My piece of paper is a little copy paper. Like it's I don't know what the dimensions are, but it's tiny. I would have loved to have a huge poster, but I did what I could because I didn't really want to go to Walmart. And I just grabbed some markers, colored pencils, crayons, whatever I had on hand. I printed out some like encouraging words and I cut them out and I put them on there. And then I wrote down certain words that helped me remember what my goals are. So this is great because it gives you time to plan out your goals. What can you start working towards now that you have more time? Whether it's personal growth or your career or your relationship, with your parents, with your boyfriend or spouse, with your children, with God. Do a vision board of all of these things that you dream of accomplishing. And you can do multiple vision boards. I know that because my paper is so small, one of my vision boards, the first one I made, is about my career. The next one is gonna be about my relationship with my husband and how I can be better and how we can be better and what goals I have. Do I wanna go on more vacations with him? Where do I wanna go? Then the next one can be my personal vision board. How can I be better for myself? How can I be better for my community? What do I need to work on? Do I need to dedicate more time to self-care? Do I need to stop doing certain habits? So all of these things are going to make me reflect on myself, and they're going to make me think, okay, these are the aspects that I can improve, and what better time to improve it than now? You know, I have so much time on my hands. So I might as well start now. So like I said, you only need like a sheet of paper, some colored pencils, markers, or crayons, a pair of scissors, some magazines if you want, or you can print out some pictures, and a list of goals. You really want to outline your goals before you do the vision board. That way you can get an idea of how you want to put it, because you want to do it in a way that, like, you look at it and you're like, oh, that's so pretty, or oh, that's so inspiring. That way, every time you look at it, it reminds you of where you want to be, of what you want to do. You spent time on this vision board. That time was not taken for granted, because now you're able to visually see and remind yourself what you want to do with your life. And every day you can wake up and really think about how you can work towards those goals. And mine is hung up on my wall, so I get to see it every day. Number 6 is read more and learn. Start educating yourself. This is a perfect time to read, learn, and grow on a topic that you've been wanting to pursue. Whether you want to learn a trade job such as being a mechanic, or learning how to be a plumber, or just doing things in your house, that is awesome because it creates a sense of independence. Or if you just want to learn how to grow like plants, because I know that I don't have a green thumb. So if I want to learn how to grow plants, I can start researching that kind of stuff. Or you want to feel closer to God. That is a great, great way to spend your time right now. It is not only going to be a way to spend your time and distract yourself, but it's also a great way to calm yourself and to appreciate everything that you have in life. The closer you are to God, the more beauty you see around you. So to me, that is one of the best ways that you could spend your time right now. So this is the perfect opportunity to read the books you enjoy, to study more if you want to study, let's say, becoming a personal trainer, or you want to study more about how to be healthy, or how to start a business. All of those things you can start diving into right now. Okay, so read and learn. Number 7 is pursue a hobby. So these two kind of go together, but you really want to think about something that you enjoy. What is a hobby that you enjoy that you can actually do from home, or maybe you can do once the quarantine is over, but now you've been educated on it, or you can start practicing towards it. So some examples are, like, maybe you want to get into art and you want to learn how to paint or draw or knit. All of these things you can do from the comfort of your home. Yes, you might have to go out and get the supplies, but you may already have the supplies and they're just sitting there staring at you. Well, now you can actually take the time and pursue that hobby. And there are countless videos, countless tutorials on almost every single topic that you can think of on the internet. You can also start planting and try to get a green thumb. That is one of my goals. I really want to get more plants. I actually don't have any, but I would love to start getting herbs like mint or oregano and things like that to grow in my home, and maybe normal plants to put in my bedroom, and things that just give me life, because now I'm gonna be distracted to have to take care of those plants. It's not just something that's sitting there. I literally have to keep it alive. So I think that's a really good hobby. You can also look into interior design. If you love interior design, if you're really attracted to it, go onto Pinterest, look at so many pictures for interior design, and start decorating your home. You can make weaves or wigs. I have friends that do that. I have family members that do that, and I think it's a really cool hobby, because not only do you spend time doing it, but you can also sell it and make profit from it. Just like doing art, or you can make a profit from basically anything. You can plant some seeds, grow some plants, and then sell them, and people will literally pay you for all of these things. You can learn how to start doing nails, and you can, once the quarantine is over, you're literally able to tell people, hey, I can do your nails. You know, you can make a profit from all of these things, but you can also do it as a way of enjoying your time while you're being at home. And then the last one is, of course, health and fitness. If you're into health and fitness, you can try to research more. You don't really have to take a class. You don't have to sign up, unless you want to be a certified personal trainer, nutritionist, or have a specific certification. But if you want basic knowledge on how to use gym equipment, how to feel comfortable at the gym, how to do certain exercises to target certain things, go on the internet. Everything that, basically everything I learned through the internet. And I'm into almost 6 years of doing this. And basically everything was learned through the internet. A lot of it was learned from like people that I met, and I had coaches and I had school, but everything is basically hands-on learning from other people's experiences, and people document their experiences all the time on the internet. So just go to the internet. Number 8 is make a schedule. This to me is probably one of the things that is going to benefit you the most in your day-to-day life as far as productivity. You can make a schedule. I make my schedule to stay sane, because I know that if I can make a schedule, I know that my day is being productive. I know that I am doing something not only for myself, not only for my mental health, but maybe for others. And I know that out of my day, out of those 24 hours that I was awake and I was given another day of life, I did something with my time and it had a purpose. So make a schedule to be productive, because again, you don't want to just sit here for 2 months staring at your TV screen, do you? Do you really think that that's going to be the best way to say that you spent this time? I understand taking a vacation, and I understand maybe doing this for a week. Take your time. If you work like crazy, you haven't had a day off in months or a year, yes, definitely. Take your time. Do whatever you want. Binge watch a show. But don't make this your daily habit every single day for the next who knows how long, until you go back to work or until life comes back to normal. Because you're going to regret that. You're going to regret not having done the things that you can now do that you weren't able to do before. You also want to develop discipline. With discipline comes success. So once you have discipline, once you're able to say, I'm going to get up at this time every day, I'm going to do this, this, and this, this is what I have planned, and you actually execute that plan and do it, you are going to be able to accomplish so many things with your life. And once life comes back to normal, if it's not already there, then you're going to be able to practice those things that you've been doing. And if you've been practicing this discipline for X amount of time and it's become part of your daily routine, once you go back to your normal daily routine, you're gonna miss. You're gonna notice that something is missing. You're gonna feel a little bit of chaos, and you're gonna wanna regain that discipline back, regain that structure. So discipline is always a great thing to develop, and making a schedule is one of the best ways to do that. So for example, it could be a schedule as simple as when you wake up, first thing you do is drink water, check. Make your bed, check. Do a 30-minute morning workout, check. Eat, check. Clean this, this, and this, check. Read for 1 hour, then you make dinner. That's it. It doesn't have to be as structured. Maybe you can just do a to-do list. Okay, tomorrow I want to make sure I do my laundry. I want to make sure that I get my dishes washed before I go to bed, and that I cook at least one meal. Okay, that's a small checklist, but guess what? At least it's something that you're working towards doing. Try to make the checklists easy at first, and then the more you do this, the harder they get, the more things you add to the checklist. This is gonna help you create structure and create discipline, and it's gonna benefit you in every single aspect of your life. Number 9. Do the things that you keep putting off. So again, this all these things kind of tie in together. Learn how to start a business. Start your own YouTube page. Call your grandparents. Connect with your friends. Join an online Bible study. Get out of your comfort zone. Do something that you keep saying that, oh yeah, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I really have been wanting to do this for a while. Today's not the day. I really just don't feel like it. Well, guess what? Today is the day. Today is the day. Just get up and do it. It literally can be something as easy as calling your grandparents. I always tell myself, oh my gosh, I gotta call my grandparents. This thing is going on. They're old. They're like in their 90s almost. What if something happens tomorrow? I'm gonna regret not having done this one thing. So start the thing that you keep putting off. And put it in your checklist of things to do, even if it's only 20 minutes. I mean, calling someone takes like 5 minutes. It could literally be something as small as, hey, how are you doing? I'm good. Okay, awesome. I love you. Just wanted to let you know that. Okay, bye. Or it could be something a little bit longer, such as learning how to start a business where it takes a lot more time. But as long as maybe you can just Google, what do I need to do in the state of New Hampshire to start a business? And it takes you to the business website. Oh, okay. So I need $200 for this, this, and this. Okay, got it. So whenever I get that money, I already know what I can do with it. Or something like connecting with your friends. For your mental stability right now, that is a great thing to do, because right now we can't really touch anyone, we can't be close to anybody, so lacking that connection with people can take a toll on a lot of people. Being inside can take a toll on a lot of people, so we want to stay connected with people. I know it takes so much energy out of people to try and reach out, but it's something that we should do. So maybe like schedule a time with a friend to where you can call, and you can maybe, like for guys, I know that my husband has been playing video games with his friends, and I think that's awesome because it gives him time away from me, who he sees every single day, 24 hours a day, and it connects him with other people. Even though I may want to spend time with him, I know that it's important for him to do it. And for me, I like to talk to people on the phone. I like to FaceTime. I FaceTime my mom. I call my friends. So it's a really good time to get connected with people and really use the internet. We're so blessed with having the internet, because imagine not having the internet, not having phones, and this happening. This is like it's like the Black Plague. Imagine the Black Plague, which was probably 10 times worse, but not knowing if your family was okay, you know, or not being able to connect with anybody, not being able to see anybody because you're scared that you're gonna die. So we are so grateful and we're so lucky to have the internet and phones. So use them. And again, it doesn't just have to be calling people and connecting with people. It can be whatever you need it to be, but just do what gets you out of your comfort zone. Do that one thing. Maybe do it like once a week. Do something that you are not used to doing, that you have been wanting to do, whether, like I said, that's starting a YouTube page or anything. Just get to it. And then lastly, again with my lists, make a list of 5 good things that happened every day. So this helps everybody right now, and it honestly helps everybody every day, whether we're going through a pandemic or we're not, whether we're going through a crisis or not. It keeps us humble because it helps us see how good our life really is, how much we may be struggling, but how lucky we are to still be alive, to still have a home, to still have running water, to still have tissues, tissue paper. I mean, there's so many things to be grateful for. We're here quarantined. Some of us may not have our loved ones around. Some of us do. So we're very lucky to be where we're at. No matter our situation, there is always something good that's going on. So listing just 5 things, sometimes 5 things can seem so hard to think of in dark moments. So for the people that are suffering right now, for the people that are going through depression, mental illness, through the people that are sick and they're dying, through the women that are pregnant and are anxious because they can't see their doctors right now. You know, there's so many people going through so much stuff. We don't really think about how lucky we are to be where we're at. So 5 things listed every day, or maybe every other day, or once a week, whenever you feel down, just think of the things that are positive in your life and list those off, and just try to not think about the negativity that's surrounding us, because there's so much on social media it's crazy. You just see death here and death there, and people are sick, people are losing their jobs, it's just so insane. But if you have your job, that is something to be absolutely grateful for, even though probably 3 months ago you were dreading going to work. But guess how lucky you are now that there are people that are unemployed. And if you're unemployed, well, at least you still have your family, you know, or whatever the case is, there's always something good. So this is my 10 things to do while you're in quarantine. So hopefully this gives you guys ideas on how not to be lazy, how not to be sedentary, how to stop feeling anxious, how to not eat bad food, how to not create arguments, and just how to enjoy the fact that we can be at home and we can enjoy the comfort of the home that we have. I hope everyone is doing okay, and I hope this helps at least one person. So hopefully you guys listened to the whole thing. It was a little long, and I will hopefully make another one pretty soon. Thank you guys for listening. I am so appreciative of you being here and just taking the time to hear my voice. And hopefully I helped you a little bit. You guys stay safe and stay healthy. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.